As we continue on, we have a very interesting guest with us today. His name is Father Patrick Dolan. And before you stop and think, okay, we're going to be talking with a man of the cloth, he's not just a man of the cloth. He has a lot of other arsenals or other tools in his quiver, if you will. So, Reverend Dolan, first of all, thanks for being with us. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much, sir, for letting me speak with you all.
Now, tell me quickly your story. You are a man of the cloth. You have served as a chaplain in the military, but
that's not
the whole story of Patrick Dolan. Tell us the whole story of Patrick Dolan.
Well, a little bit of it is I started in the seminary at the beginning of high school, which is what we did back in the late 50s, early 60s. And ended up getting a doctorate in chemistry, synthetic, non-metal, inorganic chemistry. I make things that are very small molecules and they blow up. Went from there to Rome, to Divinity School, have a doctorate in theology. Been trying to put science and faith together a little bit. Been doing that all my life. But in addition, I was in the military chaplaincy for almost 30 years, serving eventually to become the first Catholic general officer chaplain in the Army National Guard. They had about three or four or five Protestant ones before that, but this is the first time we had a Catholic one in there, and it was kind of unusual to have one from Kentucky, they thought, so it was kind of unique in that respect. And the job of that chaplain general is to help all the colonel chaplains in each state do their job better, be confident to them, and to take care of all the general officers in the National Guard throughout the nation, because they want to talk general to general about some personal kind of things.
So how in the world,
wild.
Yeah, how in the world did you get from that to being an author of this series of fantasy books set in 14th century Kentucky? That's a kind of an unusual connection.
It is indeed, sir. I'm sorry about that. I live in rural Kentucky. That's where I'm assigned to three parishes in three different counties in southern Kentucky. I'm calling to you from one of them. I had to step outside because it was the church building was giving me only two bars, and outside I get four bars. But if I tried to drive in between them, I wouldn't get any at all and wouldn't be able to talk to you at this point. But I'm living in here in a place where apparently the Welsh came through in the 11 or 1200s and eventually became the Mandan Indian tribe in South Dakota. Even Thomas Jefferson believed that, and there's a lot of evidence that that may be the case. So I would find little bits and pieces or traces of them that were here, and it kind of piqued my sense of wonder, and the story just kind of told itself. Started out writing a little short story where I could name things after friends of mine. You know how those things go. And now it's 137 chapters in four volumes. It talks about four young adults kind of going through this, trying to defend their valley against an assassin's guild, which is the early version of organized crime. Now, one of them's kind of a ranger, so he has forest background. Another one's a holy knight, but a foot soldier version of them. So these are young people. And then there's another one that's kind of a barbarian or off-woods kind of farmer kind of thing. And they're all friends. And the fourth one, I dug deep into my own background to get some information on someone who's a user of magic. We'd call it technology today or science. Back then they called it magic. And also had cleric things like could heal, first aid, and also pray pretty well. And they battle against this human evil, but also the human evil seems to summon some kind of diabolical presence as well. And the question is, does any of that linger around here? Because I'll get requests even from non-Catholic members of the counties to come over and bless their houses and stuff. So there's something there. Is it still here? Did it go away? Does it linger in the mystique of Kentucky that's more than just the Kentucky Derby and the festivities there? Those are the kinds of things that started the story. And it's an interesting just adventure story, but it's uplifting. It's filled with hope. There's no superheroes. It's not apocalyptic. It's something that people can kind of connect with, especially teenagers or young adults or those who have been in the military really like it and kind of have trouble putting it down at times.
Well, now, how did you, this sounds like a, it sounds like a journey is what it sounds like that you've experienced.
Yes, sir.
From being, of course, being in chemistry as well as being in the clergy. We don't have a lot of time left, but what, maybe you can describe what this journey was like for you to write these books.
Well, again, I started about 30 years ago just writing a little bit of a short story, but that sense of wonder kept speaking to me. There's some strange stone walls on these hilltops. We call them knobs here in Kentucky, and nobody knows where they came from. So I started finding other little pieces of evidence, like there's the Brandenburg Stone in another one of our counties that has Welsh writing in it, and we don't know how old that is. And as a consequence, it kind of surfaced in me. It's almost like there's that sense of wonder, that there's sense of mystique that's in there. And it just kind of grabbed hold of me and wanted to come out. So I put pen to paper and decided to do it because people kept asking me for more pages. I thought it was going to be just a short story. Didn't end up that way.
Well, you now have the four books, if you will, of the Traces
Correct.
Of Magic series. Wrapping this up, if anybody wants mm-hmm. to get a hold of these books, we've only scratched the surface. A fascinating journey and a fascinating
Correct.
Man you are. How can people get a hold of these books?
Well, they're on Amazon. TracesOfMagic.com is a website where you can actually get a sample of each of the books. You can see the pictures of the covers. And they're on audiobook. They're on paperback. And they're also on ebook. Or you can just go on Amazon under Traces of Magic. You're going to find all four of them. And you're also going to find the audiobooks, which are good when you're traveling a long, boring trip, but not in your when you're in city traffic, because it may get you a little too distracted because it's kind of exciting, especially the different dialects I use. There are a couple other animal dialects that I put in there a little bit, like dogs trying to talk, and they give a little bit of it. But if you can read it, it's easy. If you listen to it, you can almost picture your dog or hear your dog trying to say things and stuff. It'll work real well for it.
Sounds,
thank you so much for letting me explain it.
It sounds fascinating. We've been visiting with Father Patrick Dolan. It's the Traces of Magic series, a four-book series available wherever you get your books. And it's just been a fascinating conversation. We thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, sir, and blessings to you and to all your community that listens to your radio show.